From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Major League Baseball's regular season concludes this weekend without very much suspense. Of the 8 available spots for the playoffs, just one is still up for grabs, and whoever gets that slot will have to face the team with baseball's best record, the New York Yankees. Joining us, as he does most Fridays, is sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, not much drama down the stretch unless you're in Minnesota or Michigan.
Exactly. The Detroit Tigers lead the Minnesota Twins by 2 games, with 3 games left to play this weekend. Conceivably, Minnesota could come back and win that division, or you could end up in a tie, which would force a playoff game the next day. The Yankees, though, great free agent contract signings. CeCe Sabathia, A.J. Burnett, Mark Teixeira all lived up to their paychecks. They just rolled in the second half of the season. The Red Sox comfortably took the wild card in the American League, the playoff berth for the best second-place team in the league's 3 divisions, and the Los Angeles Angels comfortably won the West Division.
And in the National League, absolutely nothing up in the air at this point.
Yeah, I mean, defending champion Philadelphia, St. Louis, they won their divisions easily. The Los Angeles Dodgers and Colorado have also clinched playoff spots, one as the division champion, one as the wild card.
So we've had a season which is ending without much of a pennant race in either league, and that's led to some calls to expand the playoffs to more than 8 teams.
Yeah, baseball's only got 8 out of 30 teams in the playoffs, compared to 12 of 32 in football, 16 apiece in basketball and hockey. That's great, but the problem is that the first round, the division series, is a best out of 5 games instead of best out of 7, and a 5-game series is easier for an inferior team to win. The system just doesn't reward the division champions enough, and one possible solution, which has been proposed by several baseball writers and analysts, is to add a second wild card team, and that would be the team with the next best record in each league.
How would that work, though, if you had 5 teams qualifying for the postseason in each league?
Well, the 2 wild cards would face off in an even shorter series, a best of 3 games, or maybe just 1 game. So if the system were in place now, 7 teams would be playing for that second wild card slot this weekend.
Well, let's talk a little about individual performances and players. There's been a lot of discussion about who should be the American League's most valuable player and what it means to make somebody the most valuable player.
Yeah, well, statistically in the American League, it's clearly Joe Mauer, the young catcher for the Minnesota Twins. Then you've got the good stats plus sentiment argument, which defines 35-year-old Yankee shortstop Derek Jeter's season. And I think this is a perfect example of the very lively meta argument about what constitutes valuable in baseball. Is it just quantitative analysis? Traditional stats like batting average and runs batted in, as well as excellent new stats like VORP and OPS Plus, which have really advanced the understanding of player performance and value? Or is it something that baseball writers observe and interpret? And these are the people who actually do vote on who gets to be MVP.
VORP and OPS Plus?
VORP, value over replacement player, OPS plus, on base plus slugging, adjusted for opponents and ballpark and other factors.
Well, just to go out on a limb, is there some happy medium between the completely metric or the utterly lyrical approach to voting for a most valuable player?
You know, I don't think there is anymore. I mean, the point I think people miss is that deploying these new statistics doesn't detract from loving the game or appreciating a great player. I think it enhances it, because when you understand a player's true value to his team, I think you can appreciate his grace and his beauty and his skill even more.
But despite some terrific performances, this is a year in which, with 1 weekend left, there's no 20-game winner in the major leagues. And while in the National League, there's no 50-home run season, in the American League, there's no 40-home run season.
Yeah, end of the steroid era. And, but I think there have been some remarkable performances. And one of them is Albert Pujols of the St. Louis Cardinals, National League MVP lock. He's had a magnificent season at the plate by any statistical metric. And then in the American League, Zach Greinke of the Kansas City Royals, a pitcher. He's given up just 2 runs in his last 7 starts. He has amassed incredible old and newfangled statistics while playing for a terrible team. He should be the American League Cy Young Award winner.
And you should have a good weekend, Stefan. Thank you.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us about sports and the business of sports on Fridays.